Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another program of our special look at this month of Ramadan. You know, one of the most important things about this month is getting closer to God. And how do we get closer to God? Well, one of the most important ways is actually dua, prayer. This is the time when we can feel and get into our prayer so much more. And you know, it doesn't have to be like part of the regular prayers or anything like that. It can be from the heart when you ask God what you want. This is the best time to be close to God and ask Him for whatever you want. And it is said that He will give it to you if He thinks that it is good for you. Believe me, He will give it to you. You just have to ask.
Allahumma qarribni fihi ila mardawtik wa jannibni fihi min sakhatika wa naghmatik wa waffiqni fihi برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Have you ever been in a situation that things were very, very difficult and you just look around, you don't know where to turn to or what to do? Sometimes when we've had the most difficult times in our lives and we feel that we've reached a dead end, that's when we can actually feel that it's only God who we have and that we should turn to Him. This is when we turn to Him in the purest type of prayer, that we ask Him for what we need. You know, it is said that He is closer to us than our jugular vein. And a lot of times we forget that and we take things for granted and we forget with the day-to-day life. But what we have to remember is that only God can help us with this life and with the next world. So we have to turn to Him and ask for help and ask for guidance.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Shuja Abbas from Pakistan. I congratulate all the Muslim Ummah for the current Ramadan and pray to Almighty Allah to be benevolent to all mankind in general and to Muslims in particular. The people of Pakistan are Muslims. They observe the month of Ramadan. They pray to Almighty Allah. They do a lot of charity in this month. They arrange iftari for the poor people and for their friends and for their relatives. They are eagerly waiting for this month. Encourages the faithful to do charity for the poor, for the needy people. We see in Pakistan and also in whole the Muslim world, this particular month, people do a lot of charity for the poor and for the needy people. There are so many aspects of the fasting which are very helpful in building his character and encouraging him to contribute positively to mankind in general and to Muslim Ummah in particular. I am very grateful to Sahar Television. They give me a chance to talk to the Muslim Ummah and I say Khuda Hafiz to them and pray to God to accept our fasting in this month. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I was talking about dua before. You know, I remember in my own life that several times certain things had happened and I reached what I felt was like a dead end. I would turn to friends, I would turn to family, I would turn to anyone basically around, but you know what, at the end, one thing that I realized, that it's only God that can help us. Only God that can help us with our main problems. Go back to the one who has created us. When we go back to our Creator, then He is the only one that can give us all of our needs, from our sustenance to peace of mind. peace of mind for this world and prepare us for the next one. And there's no better time than this month of Ramadan to turn to God and ask Him from the heart with the fasting tongue, God, help us. Help us to get closer to You. Help us to better ourselves, to be the human being that You want us to be and the one that You have created us to be. And help us to stay away from sins and the negative aspects that will bring our characters down.
Mom, where's my uniform? Mom? Oh my God. Mom, did you take them to wash? Oh my God, Mom, it was not dirty. Was it? I cannot find it. Tomorrow I've got a match. Oh, God damn. Oh my God. Mom? Where's Mom? I've been talking to myself all this time.
Well, don't you think if she's not answering you, that means she's out? And if she were here, she would definitely tell you how unorganized you are.
Sound like Mom. Oh my God. What should I do? You sure you don't know where my stuff is?
Positive.
Come on, if you know, tell me, please. Oh my God.
How would I know?
Oh, your help! For God's sake, somebody help me.
Oh, Mom, came back.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You're
thank
a
God that she came back. I'm gonna get rid of
darling.
Her. Oh my God, how are you doing, Mom?
How's everything?
Where are you,
fine,
Mom?
Except for him.
Come on. You've taken my uniform to the laundromat.
Sorry, that's your dad's suit and a suit of my clothes. Sorry.
Hello, you're not David Beckham. Back to reality.
Where's my jean bag, Mom?
Come on. How would I know, darling?
Oh my God, Mom, you left me with this scare and I cannot really tolerate her.
Are you? Things
are fine, Mom. She's just sitting here and reading this book for 2 hours and she didn't say that you were out. Really?
What do you mean? You've got no idea what I'm doing, what I'm reading. This is the prayers of holy month of Ramadan.
Huh, you're telling me that you're reading this book. I know you're reading because of the problems that you've got last month.
Darling. If that is the case, it's gonna be okay. You know, sometimes because you're dealing with day-to-day life, you forget God. And then something comes up as a problem. We remember God. It's not okay.
To be honest with you, it was like this at first, but now when I'm praying, I feel much better.
Definitely you feel great, especially all the time you don't answer the people's questions.
But that is a nice feeling. You know, I wish I were her. Sometimes people get jealous of others to have this feeling, darling.
But I was not feeling right, Ma.
Come on, I heard you, but I was messing around with you.
You were messing around with me for what? You
That's
know, I've got a game
to be
tomorrow,
unorganized.
And I've been searching here for 2 hours.
You know what?
What?
Darling, you are not organized.
Mom, that sounds familiar.
Come on, why are you getting so upset? Huh? You are organized, not you?
Yeah, definitely I am.
Okay. You have the game.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Definitely.
So, why did you leave your stuff at the gym? Why?
What? Mom?
Yes, darling.
Really?
Really?
Oh, how do you know?
Yeah, yes. A friend of you bring yourself back up, you know?
Oh my God, how did I forget?
You always forget everything.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really worried for you. You're getting Alzheimer's.
I'm so that busy these days. I've got lots of things to do. Mom.
You know what is the reason, darling? You're not concentrating these days.
I'm so worried about you.
Mom, are you joking with me?
No, I'm serious.
Come on. Oh my God, I will okay.
Okay.
Now, please, you can do me a favor and go check my bag, whether all my stuff is there or not. I hope they're clean.
All right.
You don't need to go, darling. I already washed them.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
You know something?
Yes. No, tell me.
No matter how angry and crazy you get, but everything will be alright unless you've got a great mother.
Okay.
That's
darling.
The point. Thank
you,
mother.
I think you forget that she's my mom too. It's you.
Okay, stop nagging for God's sake. Would you please come here? Come on.
Okay.
Let's sit and read some pages of this book together, okay?
Come okay, here. Mom. Let's sit.
In the name of God.
Yes.
And of course, one other aspect of du'a that is very important is, you know, when right at iftar, right before iftar, when you want to break your fast, when you're the hungriest, when you're the thirstiest, and hopefully when you're closest to thinking about God, don't forget to think about others. One very important aspect in our religion, of course, is to think about others, to pray for them even before we pray for ourselves. Because as a matter of fact, when we're praying for others, we're actually doing something for ourselves. It's a purification process. Du'a, prayer, fasting is all about purifying ourselves. So when you sit down and you're ready to break your fast, pray for your loved ones, pray for your friends, and pray for those that you don't know. Pray for security and pray for success in this world. Not in the materialistic way only, but for the spiritual way. And you know, even the material, God says, ask me for anything you want. And so there's no greater source. The only source, the one source is God. Turn to Him and ask Him for what you want. And He says He will give it to you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. I'd like to say first salamun alaykum to all viewers, and I hope Allah has accepted your prayers and supplications. Today I want to talk about one of the important subjects which is relevant to the Ramadan month and fasting, and that is remembering Allah and supplicating before Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I'll remember you. So it means if we remember Allah, He would remember us all the time. And then we know that the root of all evils and vices is forgetting God, is not remembering Him. So if we remember Him, and if we know that Allah is all the time aware, then we would not commit any mistakes or any sins. Therefore, in the Holy Quran, we read, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily, salat or prayer prevents from all vices and evils. Why is that? What is the secret of salat which prevents from evils and vices? In fact, the answer is in another Quranic verse. It says, أَقِمِسْ صَلَاتَ لِذِكْرِ. Perform salat, perform prayer in order to remember me. When you remember Allah, He also remembers you, and you cannot, in fact, commit any sin, and you do not allow yourself to commit any sin or vice. Because in that case, you are providing divine interest. You are not providing your personal interest. You are not providing your relative's interest. But you say, what God has appointed and what God has commanded is the best interest for me. And we know that all the good things, the righteous things, are commanded by Him, and all the evils are something that are, in fact, disgraced by Allah. Therefore, a good servant of God does not allow himself to commit these evil things. You know, when we remember Allah as our creator, on the other side, it means we are remembering ourselves as his servants. We are remembering ourselves as somebody who should listen, who should obey, who should follow. And then if we are actually and really obeying and following him, if we are true servants, it means we should be true, obedient, and truly obedient to him, truly following his command, truly avoiding his prohibitions and what he has in fact prohibited. Then Imam Ali says, Inna Allah Ta'ala ja'ala dhikra jala'an lilqulub. Allah has made remembrance and remembering him as a clarifying thing for the heart. In fact, remembering Allah makes our hearts clear and transparent, makes our heart free from anything harmful or sinful. Therefore, if our hearts are deaf or blind or rebellious, they would be changed into some hearing, seeing, and obedient hearts. I hope Allah would grant us this success to be his true servants and to remember him all days and nights.
Do you think that this month of Ramadan is having that positive effect? Do you think that this month of Ramadan is getting you closer to God? Do you think that this month of Ramadan is giving you depth to even say your du'as and to say them from your heart? Those prayers from the heart like nothing anyone can only imagine. You know, it's the hard times, it's the tough times, it's the difficult moments that actually gets us closer to God. When we get these tough times, don't think that, oh my God, what's going on? Why me? Think that there's a reason for everything, and Allah wants us to remember Him and to dig deep inside. There's a saying that actually the person who goes away from God and goes away from prayer, there's no person that is worse off than them. Because it's not God that needs our prayers. It's not God that needs our du'as. It is us. We need the du'as to get us closer to Him, closer back to our nature, closer to our creation. Our Creator has made us in a way that we need His guidance. So don't cut off His guidance. Don't think that you're hurting Him if you do so. We're only hurting ourselves when we get away from our nature. stay with us and pray and ask God to help you to be the human being that He has meant us all to be. Well, that's it for this section. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you right here tomorrow. And please don't forget us in your du'a.
اللهم إني أجد سبل المطالب إليك مشرعا ومنايل الرجاء إليك مترعا والاستعانة بفضلك لمن أملك مباحا وأبواب الدعاء إليك للصارخين مفتوحا وأعلم أنك للراجين بموضع إجابة وللملوفين بمرصد إغاثة وأن في اللهف إلى جودك والرضا بقضائك عوضا ممنع الباخلين ومندوحة عما في أيدي المستأثرين وأن الراحل إليك قريب المسافة وأنك لا تحتجب عن خلقك إلا أن تحجبهم الأعمال دونك وقد قصدت إليك بطلبتي وتوجهت إليك بحاجتي وجعلت بك استغاثتي وبدعائك توسلي من غير استحقاق لاستماعك مني ولا استيجاب لعفوك عني بل لثقتي بكرمك وسكوني إلى صدق وعدك ولجئي إلى الإيمان بتوحيدك ويقيني بمعرفتك مني أن لا رب لي غيرك ولا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك